The world witnessed a first last Christmas when Tracking Santa Claus went live on the radio direct from the news studios located at the North Pole, continuing a tradition born on SantaUpdate.com in 1991.
Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
This is Santa Tracking that is more than a cartoon figure on a map. This is the story of Santa Claus, the North Pole, and what they see as Santa flies around the world. The news is anchored right there at the North Pole.
Merry Christmas, everyone! This is Elf Red Stocking in Santa's newsroom reporting from the North Pole.
Hello, world! Elf Rusty Bells here.
Hi, everybody. Elf Frank Murr once again in the North Pole newsroom with your eye-in-the-sky reporter elf, Crash Murphy.
Beginning as Christmas Eve dawned in the far South Pacific, the unprecedented 50-hour broadcast told the story of Santa's flight from beginning to end. That broadcast actually begins on December 23rd in some parts of the world, and that's because North Pole coverage always begins wherever it is Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve in Australia, and parties around the world are beginning to celebrate. In New Zealand, the South Pacific, all over Far East Asia, it is evening, and folks are gathering to celebrate Christmas Eve.
Broadcasting live on Kringle Radio, festive music played as the news would pour in every 15 minutes. Many people don't know that a lot happens at the North Pole before Santa ever launches. For example, the sleigh usually takes a test flight around the world.
Sources in the tracking department tell me that Santa's sleigh, allegedly out on a test flight, now is hauling a load of coal. A massive load of coal.
As the world prepares for Santa Claus, the North Pole news team interviews spotters, experts, and Santa fans from all over. Here's a report from New Zealand.
Bruno, how are things in New Zealand?
It's great. It's absolutely fantastic. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's Christmas Eve morning here, and folks are merry indeed. The weather looks fabulous from here, and the New Zealand government has cleared Santa for delivery. Back to you.
Thank you, Bruno.
Rumors, news flashes, and in-depth interviews highlight the schedule as the countdown to Santa's launch continues.
It appears that test flight of Santa's sleigh is still going on, Frank. The sleigh was picked up on radar some 700 miles west of Sydney, Australia. They look like they're having a good time out there.
Do you believe the sleigh was really over the skies in North Korea just an hour or so ago, Crash?
I don't know, Frank, but the boys in the tracking department was all high-fiving and hooping and hollering like they just won the Super Bowl. I can't make sense of it.
A very interesting report, Crash.
Sometimes unexpected things happen as the countdown continues.
According to tracking officials, the country of North Korea just received the largest sleigh load of coal ever delivered.
Tracking Santa isn't all about sleighs. For someone wanting to know about the life of an elf, the North Pole is not shy in reporting about themselves.
Crash, before taking this assignment to report on Santa's flight, what was your role as an elf?
I loaded tape dispensers in the wrapping department.
That doesn't sound like a very busy job, Crash.
Oh, it's a very busy job, Frank. I can load more than 300 dispensers in an hour, and that's a world record that's never been broken, Frank.
Tracking Santa from the North Pole frequently includes instructions for kids and fans of Santa and how they can help Santa deliver. Here's an example.
Breaking news from Elf Agent X here at the North Pole, who refuses to speak to us on live radio due to security concerns. He tells us that Santa is in need of more secret spies in Asia. A secret spy for Santa is an elf who keeps an eye on local conditions and reports dangers back to the North Pole.
Up to the minute on the spot reporting gives you a vantage point of Christmas at the North Pole you'd never expect.
Crash, where are you now?
I'm taking a test flight of my own, Frank. I'm speaking to you now from high above the North Pole. We must be 40 feet in the air. Look out your window, Frank. I'm waving to you. Can you see me?
Well, I can barely see you, Crash. The snow is blowing and the wind is howling. What is it like to fly in a sleigh, Crash?
Oh, it's a trip, Frank. The bells ring nonstop. It's a little cold and a lot snowy, and the reindeer smell a little funny from this side of them.
This Santa tracking even puts you where Santa sits in the sleigh, giving you more information than ever.
Crash is just now getting his first look from behind the reins at Santa's sleigh. Crash, is this the first time you've been this close to Santa's sleigh?
Oh yeah, Frank, this is cool. Santa has everything he needs here. A radio, a fridge, a hibachi. This thing is loaded.
Are there any reindeer hitched to the sleigh right now, Crash?
Oh yes, Frank, they're fitting the bells now. And they got a couple reindeer here standing in for the fitting. Hey, wow, I didn't know that, Frank. Did you know that Blitzen only has one eye?
That's not the head, Crash.
Oh, never mind.
Sometimes, things go a little wrong.
After months of testing, Santa's new sleigh has been grounded and replaced by the sleigh Santa last used in 1973. Joining me now is Elf Quentin, Santa's sleigh master. Quentin, what is going on?
Well, the new sleigh just wasn't stable with big loads at high speeds. So we're going with a sleigh that Santa used many years ago.
But doesn't that mean that Santa will go slower around the world this year?
Quite possibly. This sleigh is 40 years old, after all.
Why does the Research and Development Department build Santa a new sleigh every year, anyway?
Well, the world gets bigger and more people believe in Santa. More people means more stuff to deliver, and that means we have to design a sleigh that is not only faster, but also bigger. After all, Santa does eat a lot of mince pies.
In the end, it is all about Santa, and the moment of launch is never one you want to miss.
Let's go live to Elf Mitch at Santa Stables.
Thanks, Red. It's difficult to see in the blowing snow, but I believe we're just seconds away from Santa's launch. Folks are huddled up here in the cold, awaiting the first sign of Santa's takeoff. Wait, I'm hearing something. It's sleigh bells, Red. This could be it. The crowd is cheering now. Still too hard to see. The searchlights are blazing now. Snow just blowing every which way. Hold on. It's becoming clearer now. There he is. It's Santa! In his sleigh! He's circling high above us. Oh my, the reindeer are an impressive sight. The sleigh bells are jingling. Santa's picking up speed now, and he's off like a shot of lightning bolt in the sky. Unbelievable, Red. This is a sight to behold. Despite this awful weather, Santa is away, leaving the North Pole to cheers with fire in his wake. A truly inspiring Christmas sight. It's official now. Santa has launched. I repeat, Santa has launched. Back to you, Red.
Launch is where the real fun begins.
Hello, everybody. Elf Frank Murr here with an eyewitness report of Santa in the sky. We're joined now by Elf Crash Murphy, who is following Santa in a chaser sleigh in his flight away from the North Pole. Crash, what is it like? Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Crash. We'll get back to you later.
Of course, after Santa leaves, the North Pole continues to be hard at work.
Now that Santa has left the North Pole, the attention turns to those departments still working at this late hour. And joining me now from the wrapping department is a very busy Elf Wally. Wally, how's it going down there?
Swamp Red, we're just overwhelmed. We're going as fast as we can. We got sleighs on standby to get these last-minute presents on their way to Santa, but we really need to workshop or wrap things up so we can wrap things up, you know what I mean?
So, Wally, have you had much sugar tonight?
Huh?
Never mind, Wally. Good luck wrapping things up over there in the wrapping department.
The tracking center provides up-to-the-minute location and weather reports.
Thanks, Rusty. Joining me now is Elf Holly Berry of the tracking department at the North Pole. Holly, what is going on with all these sleighs?
Hi, Red. We don't know what they're doing there, but clearly every sleigh tonight left here headed south.
Well, Holly, every sleigh that leaves the North Pole goes south.
Oh? Yes, that's right. But we see them on radar now, all converging on a spot located somewhere in the middle of the Pacific. The weather there is clear, somewhat warm, with no forecast of incoming storms.
Will they be landing on an island or something? Do you know?
They appear to be in a flight pattern at the moment. Every sleigh is still in motion, even Santa's sleigh, Gracie. That's all I know right now.
Okay, thanks.
With traffic and weather together, I'm Elf Holly Berry in the North Pole Tracking Center. I've always wanted to do that.
Santa's flight covers both sides of the world. While one side celebrates Christmas, the other side celebrates Christmas Eve.
We've received reports of Christmas Eve festivities in the Philippines and in Jakarta in the past hour. And Christmas Eve Day is starting to dawn now all over the United States, Canada, and North America territories.
When Santa makes his first deliveries, we have someone there.
Hi, Frank. I'm somewhere over Antarctica right now, and I swear I just saw Santa deliver for the first time. There were penguins everywhere for the longest time. Then the sea of black and white parted, and Santa landed his sleigh and got out and went into a low building with his sack on his back.
So you're telling us that Santa has made his first delivery to the South Pole?
I don't know about the South Pole, Frank, but I can tell you it happened in Antarctica.
That is the South Pole, Crash.
It is? Well, how about that?
Every year, a lucky few actually get to see Santa in action.
With an eyewitness report from one of those ships, here is believer and sailor Butch Smith aboard the vessel Reliance, sailing in the Tasman Sea. Did you see Santa, sir?
You know, I think I did. He was like a fireball. I heard bells. It was just a flash. He was there, and then he was gone. When I came below deck, I found stuff in my stocking. That Santa man, he sure is fast.
Thank you, Butch, for that report.
Throughout Santa's flight, there is always lively banter between elves to listen to.
Hi, Frank. Santa's hopping from ship to ship now out in the middle of the ocean. It's unbelievable how fast he does it. If you were aboard one of those ships, you'd never see him. He's faster than a speeding bullet.
What about the fish, Crash? Are they enjoying Santa's visits, too?
What fish, Frank?
Fish in the ocean, Crash. Santa visits them, too. After all, he brings my dog Buster a present every year, so I figure Santa must deliver to the fishes, too.
Are you serious, Frank? How about that? That Santa's one fantastic dude, isn't he?
Well, it's true, Crash. If the fish can hang their stockings, Santa brings them a present.
Wait a minute, Frank. Fish don't have hands. They can't hang stockings.
Then I guess Santa doesn't deliver to them after all, does he, Crash?
You're a bad boy, Frank.
Santa's in the middle of the Pacific, and whether he heads north or south from here, we frankly have no idea.
Santa has a large team of elves working around the world to bring you information.
Crash, it is obviously dark wherever Santa is going. How do you know where you are going?
Hi, Frank. We have direct contact with the tracking department and all of the spotter elves out there. Although I cannot understand this last guy who just called in. It's like he's from another country or something.
What did he say?
He said something about Tokyo, Kobe, Osaka, or something like that. Like he had marbles in his mouth. It was weird.
He's in Japan, Crash. That's a spotter in Japan. Are you saying Santa is in Japan?
No, that's just where he was calling from. He said to be quiet because people there were trying to sleep.
That's right, Crash. The kids in Japan are trying to sleep. They received the bedtime warning a while ago.
Does that mean I get to go to Japan?
That's what it means, Crash. Santa is headed that way in just a few hours.
Cool. I've never been to Japan before. I sure hope they got tacos. I'm hungry.
No matter where Santa is on his flight, reports of his activities are constant.
How is Santa doing?
He's doing great, Frank. I just watched Santa eat a sandwich and drive his sleigh one-handed.
What about the reindeer, Crash?
Well, how can they eat sandwiches, Frank? They don't have thumbs. Geez, you sure don't know much about animals.
Thanks for that report, Crash. Where Santa is no longer hungry, and maybe the reindeer are.
Santa, of course, communicates to kids as he flies around the world.
A bedtime warning has just been issued for kids in the country of Greece. As the hour approaches 10 p.m. in Greece, Santa needs everyone in bed there, as he declares there is much to be done in that country.
In all, it's an eventful ride and a great way to spend the final 50 hours before Santa arrives in your part of the world.
It has been a great year, a good ride for Santa, and a Merry Christmas for the world. Signing off now from the North Pole Newsroom for SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio. I'm Elf Red Stocking, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.